This is Amy Wagoner from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. Today, mail travels by truck and airplane. From the mid-19th to the mid-20th century, however, mail traveled by rail. Railroads enabled the speedy delivery of letters and packages throughout the United States. A new system made it all possible, the Railway Mail Service. In 1832, the Post Office Department began using railroad trains to carry mail. Railroads were then in their infancy, but they developed quickly. By the late 1840s, railroads connected many towns and cities. In 1852, the Michigan Central Railroad linked Detroit and Chicago, with stops along the way in Ann Arbor, Jackson, Battle Creek, Dowagiac, Niles, and other towns. Sorting the mail created a bottleneck in the delivery process. Railroad trains were faster, at 15 to 20 miles per hour, than stagecoaches that traveled at 4 or 5 miles per hour. Clerks had to sort the mail first, however, before stuffing it into mailbags and loading it on train cars. That changed during the early 1860s with the advent of mail cars. Thereafter, clerks sorted the mail for delivery as the train rolled along. The mail cars were essentially moving post offices. Clerks organized the mail according to destination and had to know which post offices served each area of the state. The Post Office Department did not introduce zip codes until 1963, so senders simply addressed items to a town. By 1957, the Railroad Mail Service served nearly 1,100 towns, so the clerks needed an encyclopedic knowledge of Michigan. They also had to work fast. They had to sort the mail, much of it with handwritten addresses scrawled across the envelopes, before putting the items in the correct pouches for delivery. Missing a letter meant delaying its delivery. Trains rolled through many towns without stopping. In that case, the engineer blew the whistle to alert the clerks to have their mail pouches ready. A pouch containing the outgoing mail hung from a pole. A mail car clerk caught it as the train sped past. Another clerk on the train tossed a pouch with incoming mail to the waiting postal worker. By the mid-20th century, railroad mail clerks handled more than 90% of all non-local mail. As the century progressed, however, improved highways and air transportation siphoned more and more mail away from trains. In 1977, the last post office train car in operation was decommissioned. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.